Our next guest on Downtown appeared for five seasons as Jackson Fuller, the son of DJ Tanner on the hit series Fuller House, the sequel to Full House. These days, though, he is doing some magic in a big way with a show that opens this weekend in Los Angeles called Michael Campion's Haunted Mystery Show of Magic. We had a chance to talk about what goes into this show as we caught up with Michael Campion earlier today. Well, what a cool event you've got coming up starting this weekend. Michael Campion's Haunted Mystery Show of Magic. You got me right there at the title. It's spooky. It's magical. It's awesome. How did you come up with the idea for this show?
Oh, man. I am a huge fan of haunted attractions. I work at a haunt here in LA called the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride. So big fan of spooky things. I always have been since I was a little kid. And I am also a big fan of immersive theaters. So like where all the audience are involved, and I wanted to combine, you know, my magic and create something really cool for the Halloween season. So very exciting.
I love it. Now, how long have you been doing magic?
I've been doing magic since I was a pretty young kid. I was 8 years old, and my aunt and uncle, they got me my first magic kit for Christmas.
Yeah, love
it. Yeah, I know, classic, yeah. And the thing about that is they were clowns for Ringling Brothers Circus.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, and so now they play Santa and Mrs. Claus professionally. So I have a lot of really cool family members, like performers. Anyway, so I got my first magic kit, and I fell in love, started, you know, practicing that. I went to some magic summer camps and just been doing that for a long time now.
And you've worked at the global headquarters for Awesome Magic, the Magic Castle, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I got into the Magic Castle when I was 16. I was a part of their junior program until last year, actually. I turned 22 this year, but the cap is from 13 to 21. And so, I was in that for, quite a few years, and I learned a ton, got a lot of mentorship, and now I perform there almost, every weekend.
Who were some of the heroes, the magic heroes, the people that you looked up to?
So I get this question a lot, and it's yeah. unless you're in the magic community, it's a little hard to tell you who these people are. But there are a few that are more well known than others, because I like a lot of underground magicians who make stuff, and you'd have no idea who they are. You've probably seen some of their tricks, but you have no idea who they are. So the one I always say who really is at the top of the list is a guy named Michael Carbonaro. He does a TV show called the Carbonaro Effect.
Yes.
You know it. You
absolutely
know,
love it. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I've met him several times. He's just, his charm, his charisma, and the tricks that he comes up with are so unique. And I love the people's reactions. He's definitely he's top three for sure.
We're talking with Michael Campion here on Downtown. Now, you do close-up magic, which I think is so cool. I've got a couple of friends who do that. Jeff Altman, who comes on our show pretty regularly, does that and performs at the Magic Castle as well. That, to me, is one of the great challenges in magic, because the very nature of it, close-up. What made you decide that was something you really wanted to specialize in?
Yeah, the close-up part, I wasn't always a close-up magician. It spawned out of stage magic. I started doing that when I was first introduced. I was in like a stage competition, and I had those like big stage props. But then when I got into the Magic Castle, they had, you could either do a stage audition or a close-up audition, and the stage auditions were fully booked. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make a close-up act. And so I did for the first time. I made a close-up act, and it had to be exactly 5 minutes. And I got a lot of discipline in terms of like which tricks are the best, and, you know, like really trying to impress the judges. And I was like, oh, wow, like I didn't realize how much I enjoy the intimate setting as opposed to, you know, lots of people. So I really fell in love with just the intimacy of, you know, you can do this for one person and just blow their mind, and you can like really get to know the people that you're doing magic for. So yeah, it's the immersiveness that I enjoyed.
Well, I love the whole concept of a haunted magic show. Can you give us a little preview of what people will see if they come to the show this weekend?
Absolutely. So it's a Halloween themed close-up magic show, and there's only about 50 people in the audience. I know that sounds like a lot, but they're very close to me, and it's full of lots of weird, lots of spooky things. The ending is a séance, a magic séance, and so there's a ghost helps me out with magic tricks, and that really is
And
the finale
is
of
that
Halloween.
Victor Constantine that you're going to conjure with any luck?
That's right. Victor Constantine is the magician who has been deceased for a while, and he helps me with magic tricks.
Love the
Very
whole
cool.
idea behind that. And obviously, this ties into what you've been doing for such a long time, because so much of good magic, the best magic, is performance, is acting, and bringing the people in. Getting them on your side, I think, has to be a big part of being successful, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like being an actor definitely gives you a leg up because you know how to be truthful and vulnerable and really put yourself out there. And a lot of the time, magicians, they'll just do magic tricks, and that's fine. And you could be a great magician doing that. But I'm a big fan of, expressing myself through it, like, oh, I really love this thing, and I'm gonna tell you about it, like 100%. So that's the difference, is like audience management, expressing yourself, and just the overall like values of performing, like being loud and clear and specific. So I feel like my acting background, I would not be the magician who I am without all my acting training, for sure.
Did you like being scared as a kid?
Say that one more time.
Did you like being scared when you were a kid?
Well, you know what's funny is I actually hated being scared when I was a kid. I loved the like spooky, like fun Halloween, like Halloween Town. My mom worked at Disney, and she was able to get us into the like they have a special event. It's like their Halloween event, and so we would always dress up and do like the fun spooky things. I didn't start liking the actual like horror aspect until I was definitely late in my teens. So no, and even now, like I went to Halloween Horror Nights here in LA the other day. I am such a scaredy cat, but I like it.
Tell us a little bit about the venue, Beetle House LA.
Beetle House. So okay, I didn't know Beetle House was a thing until I went to New York. And so they have a Beetle House in New York, and it was just spectacular. I'm like, man, I would love to work here, but I live in LA. Then I found out they have an LA location. So it is it, so the original one's in New York. The one I'm performing at is in LA, and it's this massive venue. It used to be a nightclub, and they have this stage that is at a decline floor, so everyone's like looking in on you, and they have a stage show where Tim Burton characters will come out, and they'll sing and they'll dance, and they have a bunch of really fun spooky cocktails and like Halloween themed food, and just the whole atmosphere. It has that like campy, Tim Burton, like the purple lighting and the fun music. It's a really fun time if you're looking to do something spooky.
That's fantastic. Well, can you, because this works so well on radio, can you do a little magic for us today?
Yeah, sure thing.
And
I
no
use
matter what happens, I'm going to tell people it looks amazing.
it. Well, yeah, see, that's the magic. That's the real magic. So, all right, I have something for you. Since you can't physically be here, we're gonna try a little something. So, I want you to imagine right now, in the palm of your hand, you have a deck of cards. So we could think of this as your invisible deck of cards. So take a look at your deck of cards. You can give them a shuffle, all that. Perfect. Yep, there you go. That's incredible. Now, I want you to take a look at the cards. So actually spread them around and imagine seeing the faces of the cards, right? Think about that. And I want you to take one of the cards. Be very specific about what this card is. Like, think of one in your mind. Take it out and flip it the opposite direction so the back is facing towards you.
Okay, I've done
Yeah?
that.
Okay, you've done that. Perfect. Now you know what this card is,
I
correct?
do know what this card is, and I'm going to write it down
Yeah, go
on a
ahead, write
piece of
that.
paper here.
Okay.
Okay.
And I can't see this piece of
No way
paper.
you can see it.
Okay, cool. For the first time, I want you to tell me, what was the card that you were thinking of.
The Seven of Hearts.
Seven of Hearts. Now, for the viewers who are for the listeners, they can't see this, but I've had a deck of cards here the entire time in the bag.
Yes. Your standard bicycle playing cards there.
Standard bicycle playing cards. Now, if you take a look, we have all the cards that are facing the correct way, all except for one.
Whoa.
Card.
I'm coming through this Zoom call if that's my card, Michael.
You said the Seven of Hearts, right?
I did.
We have one card. That's the Seven.
Wow. Wow.
Flipped around in the deck, just yours.
That is impressive, sir. Nicely done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Man, thousands of miles, technology, magic reigns. That's fabulous.
That's right. Yeah, it's a long distance magic. I've, perfected it over Zoom.
That is so cool. Well, you can see it all this week. Now, before we let you go, we'll be remiss if we didn't bring up Fuller House. That was such a surprising hit. You never know with sequels. It had been a long time. But my gosh, people just embraced that series. What was the experience like for you?
The experience? Wow. It's a massive amount of time from the time that I was 12 to 17. It was pretty much my entire childhood. And I always say this, I feel like I absolutely hit the jackpot in terms of my acting career and in terms of what feels like I have a family now here in LA that I can rely on. And they're, first of all, incredible people. I love all of them very dearly. And the experience was nothing short of a miracle. Just, I got there and my whole life was turned around. I couldn't have asked for a better 5 years. And that is not exaggerating. I genuinely loved every moment of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Of course, Jackson Fuller for all those years. And we'll be watching that one for a long time to come. But you got so many more talents, including this wonderful magic show that is coming this weekend to Beetle House, L.A., Michael Campion's Haunted Mystery Show of Magic. Ticketmaster is the place to go for tickets and information. It sounds fabulous. Just our little sample here today. I want to see more. Michael, it's great. Congratulations on putting together this awesome show. I know it'll go well this weekend. And thanks so much for making some time for us today.
Thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate it.